Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I guess anybody that would say that nothing really happens at these World Economic Forums, actually, they're talking about a global carbon tax as a solution to the climate change problem, everybody. Did you know that you're probably going to have to, well, at least they're suggesting it, but this is what they sit around thinking about, everybody. I don't know, maybe to solve global warming or climate change, we just need some more taxes. That sounds like a plan. All right. Well, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to everybody listening out there. It is the Monday edition of the show, and we're glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. And 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, we'll be talking with our guest, Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She's got links over there for all kinds of great stuff and all kinds of great articles, so go over there and check it out for sure. And we'll be talking with her in just a moment. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll open up the telephone lines if you have a question or a comment. But during the meantime, you're welcome to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And click on Send Kyle a Direct Message if you have a question or a comment for Denise or for the program that way as well. You're welcome to do that. And welcome to everybody on AM 860 The Answer, everybody along the GCN network. Thanks to GCN, of course, distributing the program to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there across the land. And before we get started, I just want to say one more time, I mentioned in hour number one and hour number two, I was watching the Tampa Bay Bucks game earlier today, and I was just as taken aback and disappointed as everybody, all our good friends in Tampa this afternoon. So we're with you. We're totally with you. And so talking about being with you, good morning, Denise Simon. She's with us.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Did you happen to see any of the game?
I did.
Yes. It was kind of a ignominious end at the end with the interception, kind of put the
cherry on the banana split.
Exactly. I thought they had a chance, though. I thought they were starting to, you know, they were making another march down the field, and who knows what could have happened.
We live in a divided house here.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not particularly a Bucks fan. I didn't really have a dog in that hunt, but I don't think that they're a Super Bowl team. I'm okay with the Lions pulling out a win, but I could have gone either way yesterday with that particular game.
Well, I was telling the listeners earlier that the one person who's super happy in all this is my father-in-law, who hails from Michigan, and has been a Lions fan since I've ever known him. So he is ecstatic that obviously there's a huge daylight here for them right now.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are blaming that kicker last night in that game.
In the Bills, yeah.
And I would argue, you know, I feel badly for him. There was no wind, so that kick should not have faded to the right if you looked at the little wind socks on the goalpost. But I will say this. The three passes prior to that field goal attempt were all failed passes, so I wouldn't put it all on the kicker.
Right.
You know, kickers generally, you know, are either heroes or they're not, and there's no in between for kickers. I happen to have a son that was a kicker.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so I'm sure you've had quite different experiences.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, talking about a kicker, it was a kicker, obviously, that first of all, Donald Trump was very gracious to Ron DeSantis and his wife, talking about, you know, how they worked hard and everything. And, again, burying the hatchet very, very quickly. Nikki Haley, though,
Not so much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's her path? Because one of the important things that Ron DeSantis said was that they saw no clear path to victory. What's Nikki Haley's path here?
Well, I mean, she's she's attracted lots of corporate money, which is really what Ron DeSantis has said about her. But he's right. There's lots of corporate money behind her. And in New Hampshire, pretty much anybody can vote in that primary. So
yeah,
she's gotten an awful lot of Democrats. That's not a good thing.
Well, because that kind of waters down the where
right.
the support really is.
Right.
And,
precisely.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, to win the general election, you need to have some kind of unifying message, not just for your party, but for the country as well. But can she pull something like that off? Or does Trump have the advantage because he can say, I've done it before, I can do it again?
Well, you know, that's really what he is saying. He's got a lot of unfinished business, but I would say brace for impact. And I told a couple of people that last night after DeSantis drops out. What do I mean by that? Well, you can be sure that these there's a lot of dark money, and that dark money is going to work more aggressively on influence, and I would say especially with these cases, these legal cases against Trump. So we necessarily have to watch what these judges and juries will come back with. So it's going to get ugly. It's going to get uglier before, I would say.
No, I think you're absolutely right. There doesn't seem to be, in other words, a worst case scenario, is there a backup for Trump? In other words, who would take the torch? Would it be somebody we've already seen on the trail,
well,
or would it be somebody different?
Yeah, therein lies the problem. We have no idea where this is necessarily going to go. And then do we get to a point where Trump, if he is in fact nominated, does he pardon himself? You see what I'm saying? I mean, we've only begun the constitutional crisis here,
right.
You know, with lawyers. I mean, it's fascinating how all lawyers can go through law school and they all interpret the law differently and make, you know, countering arguments. So we'll just, as I said, brace for impact. This isn't over.
Well said. All right, Denise Simon, stay right there. We're going to come right back, everybody, with more with Denise Simon, FoundryCode.com. More with the program. Kyle Warren with you. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can head to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Monday, and we are here. we're glad that you're there, everybody. And we have so much more to tell you about and talk about in the overnight hours in America, of course. And once again, mentioning a very, very sad story, very sad sort of conclusion here. The military has now ended the search and rescue for the Navy SEALs that went missing. They are now turned it into a recovery effort. They had boarded a ship with suspected Iranian weapons on it, and unfortunately they have now officially said that this is now a recovery option. So our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to all those involved, their families, and their loved ones. Folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our good friend and our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. And again, it didn't seem to there was a lot of hope with this, but it is a final thing, and it's hard to hear that, isn't it?
It's awful to hear it. They do some very noble, good work, and for something like this to happen is just really devastating. You know, we need these guys, and I think they've certainly proven their worth, but to lose them is a gut punch.
It is. There were so many different agencies and people helping with this, including it looks like the Scripps Institute of Oceanography, the Office of Naval Research. You had, of course, the U.S. Coast Guard. You had the Navy. You had all kinds of different organizations out there covering over 21,000 square miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what to say, except it's awful. It hurts. This one hurts.
It really does. It really does. Well, getting back to some of the politics that are going on, you know, again, the idea that, you know, Trump is now, he's got the momentum, at least in terms of the party right now. Do you see Nikki Haley staying on through Super Tuesday? I think she will, because she's expecting a lot of these primaries where Democrats can go in and vote, or independents as well, maybe to try to make a showing on Super Tuesday, perhaps.
I think she'll stay on through New Hampshire. She'll look at the polling numbers for South Carolina, her home state, of which she's not getting anyone in her home state their wink and nod. So that was going to be a rough one for her. Yeah. And so
you're saying she may drop out after the New Hampshire primary is over?
I think so.
Interesting. Okay, well, that is very well. You know, she's trying to sort of shore up the idea about South Carolina earlier, saying, well, you know, they don't like me there because I forced them into doing this and such and voting on this and that in the legislature. So that's one of the reasons why I'm not as beloved as, you know, as I should be for my, quote, home state, basically.
already setting up the excuses, right?
Right. Well, that's part of politics, too. You're trying to soften up the ground in case, you know, because you know you're going to get criticized, especially if she were to lose her home state. It's just a bad look.
It is a bad look. On the other hand, we should send out some congratulations to Senator Tim Scott, because yes, he was down on bended knee yesterday in a proposed marriage to his now fiance, and she accepted. So,
and you're right, and we wish him every happiness for sure. Now, of course, he may be on, I don't know if he's on the short list per se, but he's certainly been floated as somebody who could be a Donald Trump VP candidate. What do you think the odds are of that? And you know, this is obviously putting him back in the news.
When it comes to vice presidential candidates, I really wish that that the list didn't include people that are already in a political office, because that means it's another fight that we have to have. Mm-hmm. There are pretty good people that are out there that could be viable candidates that don't have to cause us to go defend another race. I had mentioned Lee Zeldin. I think that would be a pretty good one. The other one that's kind of interesting is they're looking at Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I'm seeing some chatter there. Actually, I think maybe her father might be a pretty good presidential candidate. I mean, a vice presidential candidate for Trump. He's very comfortable in his own skin. He's very, very pro-Trump. He understands media. He's been on the presidential race. So, you know, he could be an interesting thought.
Well, I think you're right. And one of the things about Mike Huckabee is, you know, he seems to be one of these people that you kind of get the feeling, you know, he's a good guy, you know, that he's an honest, decent person. And that could go a long way in forming, you know, because we keep hearing about chaos, and I understand why, but Mike Huckabee is the opposite of chaos.
I think he is, unless they would necessarily choose him to be chief of staff.
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. See, I like the way that you think, because a lot of these things are out of the box. And you're right about the idea that you get somebody who's not in the game already, per se, you know, that isn't somebody that is going to be another lightning rod for something.
Well, that's it. And, you know, there's even chatter that put DeSantis in as attorney general. No, 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 no. I mean, people just need to understand that the power of the federal government needs to go back to the states. I mean, we need to break down this federal government. So I want, and I've said it for a long time, I'm a broken record, I want DeSantis now, come back home, governor, but I want him to lead the charge to get more Republican governors out there. You know, I think that we ought to have 45 of them, if not at least. You know, so I think that he would be a great person to lead that charge.
Yeah, governors and state houses.
Correct.
Yeah, these are the ways that you can really launch successful presidential campaigns. You know, because then you're looking at things like the popular vote. We always hear about the popular vote. Well, the proof's in the pudding, you know. And if you can get things happening at state levels where people see the benefits of conservative and, you know, conservative policies and the economic benefits, all these things that happen, then the sky's the limit for the presidency.
Yeah, so now we're in a situation here, you know, again, who's going to work for Trump? you know, what kind of cabinet secretaries are there going to be? Especially going into anything that deals with foreign policy. Because virtually every single agency beyond the Pentagon and the Department of Defense deals with foreign policy. I mean, we're sending all kinds of millions of dollars, you know, out of the Department of Education. I mean, you know, look how many times little Randy Weingarten has visited foreign countries. Why, I don't know. The Department of Energy, the Department of Commerce, you know, the trade representative. I mean, virtually every single government agency deals with foreign policy. And foreign policy is a disaster right now. And if for nothing else, you know that it's a disaster because of the discussions that they're having at the World Economic Forum.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Because of Ukraine, because of the Middle East, because of Latin America. And because of what's going on in Africa and in Europe. I mean, there's not a safe place anywhere they're not safe or stable. And so there is a movement, it seems, that there's some of these world leaders are becoming a little bit more conservative, and that's a good thing. But they're not going to drop the throwing of the big dollars behind all things climate change and that nonsense, and you know how you're going to rebuild a lot of countries. You know, Syria is a disaster, Turkey is a disaster, Lebanon's a disaster.
Yeah, and where there's disaster, that's where you can get conflict.
Yeah, Libya. I mean, it's ungoverned space. And so, least of which, you're talking about, you know, a part of Israel, which is Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the Sinai. Where does that put Egypt?
Good question.
Where does that put Jordan?
Well, I tell you what, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. Bottom of the hour. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Millions of Americans are waking up freezing today as another Arctic blast is in the eastern half of the country. Wind chill alerts stretch from Montana to Florida with freeze warnings in effect across the South and Gulf Coast. Folks in the Great Lakes and Northeast are also cleaning up after lake effect snow. Overall, nearly 60 weather deaths have been reported across the United States in the last week. Panera Bread's caffeinated charged lemonade drinks are at the center of another lawsuit. A woman filing a lawsuit in Delaware last week alleging that she suffers long-term and permanent cardiac issues after drinking charged lemonade. Two previous lawsuits blamed the lemonade for the deaths of a Florida man and a college student. And President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. He remains at his beach house in Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Again, moving through the Monday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Going to be talking again here with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. It's a great way to start a Monday. I'll tell you that. It's like we said earlier, we can't change the fact that it's Monday, but we can sure have a lot of fun here on the program, even on a Monday. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon this morning. And speaking of Denise Simon, we can't go forward without Denise Simon. Here's Denise Simon. Welcome back, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We do have a couple of callers lined up. Why don't we go ahead and start out? Let's head over to line number one. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, listening this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Morning. I'm excited. I'm very excited. DeSantis, I think his currency skyrockets after this. I really do. If there's nothing else we know about DeSantis, we know that he's a patriot. There's no question mm-hmm. about that.
Mm-hmm.
He made the right decision. He should have. Actually, I think it was timely. I really do. I think that Nikki Haley, her painted smile makes me uncomfortable. I think she's going to crash and burn beginning tomorrow. All we need to know is that Democratic, you know, corporate fundraisers are financing her campaign. Is there anything else you need to know?
Mm-hmm.
She makes me uncomfortable to just listen to her and to watch her speak. Seems like she's too nervous. And I also like Vivek. You know, I'm hoping Trump brings Vivek on his team. About the vice president, it never dawned on me, but Huckabee would be an exceptional pick. I tend to like Tim Scott or Byron Donalds down in Naples. I'm not leaning towards Lee Zeldin out on Long Island. I don't know if he would be a good pick. But Mike Huckabee sounds like it would be, might be good.
Well, this is why we love to have Denise, give us her analysis because, whether or not, I would think Mike Huckabee would answer the call. I think he would.
Yes.
But he is definitely... He represents sort of what's best, you know. As I said, I just think he's such a great guy, and I think he's honest, and I think that he truly loves this country as well.
Well, he gets enough sleep.
Yeah.
You know, with those TV commercials.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he gets all the sleep he does. Exactly. Yeah, Neil, you had something to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the greatest 1-2 punch would have been Trump DeSantis because DeSantis pretty much echoes, you know, Trump's agenda. I noticed even when he was attacking Trump, his messages were nuanced. You know, he was just repeating the things that Trump wanted to do. Build the wall. Drill, baby, drill. Remove the immorality in our schools. It goes on and on. The economy. He, amplified multiplier effect to Trump's message. But it's not. I think he better serves the country, remaining governor of Florida, and he's an awesome governor.
Yeah, yeah. I think you get a lot of agreement on that, and I think that Denise put it very well too. When having DeSantis come back home, but DeSantis himself, of course. You know, I think is believing that, you know, this maybe is just not his time. He doesn't get the momentum, you know. And I think we lost Neil, unfortunately. I don't know if, Neil, you wanted to say something else, but give us a call back if you do. Sometimes that happens. But yeah, in other words, Trump has, you know, a good list literally to pick from that can also give that stability to the ticket. You know, again, about, because this thing is about rolling up your sleeves and actually starting to fix things. You know, this is like a do or die situation. I think that's going to be part of the message of his campaign.
Well, for the sake of argument, let's declare him president. Okay, let's do an inauguration right here.
Okay.
Okay. So. What kind of a world is the United States and the Trump administration facing? It's ugly. I mean, it's ugly. And we can do a lot of things at the same time, but we're going to have to do them pretty fast. We have to fix the Department of Education. When he had Betsy DeVos in there, he gave her an edict to... essentially eliminate the Department of Education and work her way out of a job. Well, there are a lot of things that, you know, that happened. She would have major protests against her and this and that. Well, I would say now with all the things that are going on at the university level, with the syllabuses that are happening in the public school system, with these protests, with the teachers' unions and whatnot, that ought to be a colossal thing to happen right now. And put that all back where it belongs, and that is at the state level. And, you know, the one person that was really attacking that in a hard way was Ron DeSantis, for what he did in the state of Florida and with New College. When he put Chris Rufo on the board. To get rid of CRT, and he was the one that exposed what was going on at Harvard. So, there's something. And then, where are we going forward with the policy in China and trade?
Yeah.
And
good question.
Treasury. And, I mean, shoot. You know, I can't even imagine who Trump has on his list for all these agencies, but I'll tell you what. He needs to have that list, and he needs to have it now, and he needs to be working it hard.
No kidding. No kidding.
And put the fear of God into all things Democrats. And
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, think of all the horrible things that were happening during the first Trump administration. It was horrible.
Yeah, a lot of those were unforced errors in so many ways.
There were.
Yeah.
And, you know, the leftist, what they did to Brett Kavanaugh and that whole hearing thing, they're not going to stop.
No.
So are we prepared to be in that fight with them? Therein lies the question.
I think that's a very well posed. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got Backgammon Bob on line two. I think he's got a question for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yeah. For Vice President, I like Kathy Hochul real good. Out of South Dakota.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I think it's time for us to get serious about the border and stuff. We can't afford it. I think it's time just to go to declare that hostile territory, that the Mexican government is not really in control of that area, and that us to go into with the full force of the U.S. military. It's got to happen. They're just slowly taking over the poison they're putting in this country. I think it's an existential threat to the United States. And we just need to do it. As far as, what's his name?
Mike Huckabee?
Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
He gave his support to Trump, but I think it was sounded a little bit grudgingly the way he do it. Like, well, I gotta support him so he's the best of the remaining. I don't think he should have been more enthusiastic about it and stuff like that. All right, that's it.
All right, good call back in, and Bob, we appreciate it. Denise, what do you think? And by the way, I think Neil's come back, and he might have had something else to say, but I don't know if we can get time. But what do you think about what Backgammon Bob was saying?
Well, Tom Holman, who has already said that when Trump becomes president, he would unretire and get back in the game and deal with all things immigration and the border issues. So, I think that problem into itself may somewhat be solved, you know, as far as what to do with all things southern border. But I will also say, what does mass deportation look like? And that's where it's going to get ugly. I mean, when we start deporting 7, 8, 9, 10 million people, 20 million people. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, logistically, even in and of itself, that's huge. Exactly.
And where are they going to go? Some countries won't take these people back.
Well, you're right about that. It would be, let's just say it would be very, very hard to do that. But folks, we're running out of time here with Denise Simon. But Denise, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thanks to the callers. Thanks, Neil, for calling back, but I think we're going to hit the break here real quick, but hopefully we'll talk to you again tomorrow as well. All right, folks, stay right there. We're going to talk to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. When we come back, Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition is moving along at warp speed.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right. Well, we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back. And so we continue to race through and rocket through this Monday edition of the program. Glad that you're there and glad to be here as well. Yes, even though it's Monday, I've been saying this all morning. Yes, even though it's Monday, we're still having a great time. We're still having a lot of fun. And we're going to talk here now with Chris Markowski, of course. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street and WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's the website. We're going to talk all things economy, business, anything else we can think of. And you can hear Chris right here on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, also 5 p.m. Eastern Times Sundays, and again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Let's head right over to the telephone line here and pick up Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, happy Monday to you, of course. And one of the things that I saw earlier, we touched on this a little bit last week, but I saw another sort of extensive story about what's happening in China and their population, what they're calling a population bomb, that's going off, I think, as we speak. President Xi believes that, you know, they're putting out these great economic numbers and things like that. But the fact of the matter is they are having a real problem with the birth rate, because the death rate is also very high. And that one-child policy, is that kind of coming back to bite them at this point?
I'm not so sure. I mean, that's exactly the one-child policy at this point in time. There's no doubt that that's had a bit of an effect because, again, they dealt with the issues of, it's not nice to talk about, but it's what they did. It was tons of abortions of women, so there's not enough women there for the men at that point in time. That was a part of it, but now it's more about the future and economic growth and the fact that, the people are not seeing, you don't have that brighter future. People tend to have less kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a massive savings mode there right now. They built a lot of their economy on property values, and property values have dropped precipitously, and people don't feel like that they're going to be coming up either. This is what happens when it ends up becoming too expensive to have kids. It's not just China as well. I mean, China's got a major problem because they're going to have a major drop-off. But this has been the case for a while in Europe, too, in many of the Mediterranean countries that the governments got too big and these socialist economies, welfare states, and it's too expensive to have more than one child. And that's what they do. It's changed the dynamic.
Well, of course, yeah, China's going to have all kinds of other issues in addition to this. And as you've said before, and I think it's exactly right on the money, is that in the numbers that come out of Beijing, we don't really just take at face value. But something else happened, too. You know, a lot of people wonder what's going on what goes on at things like the World Economic Forum. Evidently, Chris, what they were talking about there is that they need to have some kind of global coordinated system for carbon taxes to fight climate change. You know, that sounds like a real winner.
Yeah, they've been pushing this for a while, because, again, it would give a lot of the opportunity for Wall Street to make money trading air. If you actually think about it, how ridiculous it is, like those carbon credits. I remember back in the day, they would actually put them in the swag bags at Oscars, saying, "Oh, look at, I can exercise my carbon demons here." And it is, we all know it's a racket and how these carbon credits are actually produced and other people buy them. It's like, oh, I can pollute as much as I want as long as I buy some of these carbon credits from somebody else. It's just, the whole thing is just so stupid. But again, it gives the opportunities for elites to make more money. It's a dumb idea. It always has been a dumb idea, along with all the dumb ideas when it comes to this global warming nonsense.
Well, no, I like the way that you put that, because that it seems like you've got a group of people that are disconnected. They're far away. The mountain is high, and people that are trying to live their lives literally across planet Earth are not connected in to some of this thinking at all, because it doesn't.
Well, I mean,
doesn't make sense.
I plant trees all the time. I take care of my yard and I plant flowers every year. Do I get carbon credits for doing that? that I could sell because I'm planting trees and I'm sucking up carbon. I mean, or did I offset that because I exercise a lot and because I'm exhaling too much and I'm putting too much CO2 in the air? I mean, it's just so stupid.
Well, what it reminds me of, though, is the standard issue sort of control mechanism, whether it would be anything. They just glommed on to, quote, climate change so that they can regulate your life even more by doing exactly that kind of thing. You can work out these days of the week, but you can't do that. You can't have cows, and you certainly can't do this, that, or the other thing. And they regulate it, and there's some cadre of people who come up with the rules.
Well, again, somebody's making money off this, and again, they like the carbon credit and trading is because, then again, you get Wall Street involved and the banks involved because you start trading these things, another way for them to collect their VIG.
Well, exactly right. We also understand that oil prices, they were trying to go up a little bit or at least keep going, but they've got the global oil demand. Looks like it's down a little bit. So what do you expect that we'll see with oil here moving forward?
I think it bounces around. I mean, that's based upon the overall, global economy and how far it's growing. But you're not going to see demand for oil waning anytime soon. You talk about the little Davos thing. The reality, the situation is the amount of coal-fired plants. I mean, China's putting up more coal-fired electricity plants, and we have here in the United States, and, you know, oils and other, you know, things that, that they need as well. To think that all of these economies are going to be able to survive on windmills and solar is ridiculous. In fact, you know, it's how stupid the whole thing is. California is removing their subsidies on solar panels for people to put them up, and all the companies are going out of business because people aren't buying them because they're not getting the government the money or the taxpayer money, if you will. I mean, what a dumb idea.
Well, that's right, and it, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of people that get the solar as well, they find out that, no, you can't just get off the grid, you know. Somehow you still have to be connected in, like you can't just be, like, standalone. Say, that's it, I'm getting solar power, and I don't have to pay anybody anything else ever again, but that's not really the case.
No, again, you know, and guess what? Some days it rains. I mean, it's silly. It really is.
Well, I don't know if this is silly or if this is ominous, but our old friend Elon Musk is saying that we can expect about 1 billion humanoid robots by the time we get into the 2040s. It's not that far away. First of all, we can't get cars to drive around, autonomously. I wonder what humanoid robots are going to be like.
I feel more comfortable with the humanoid robots than, you know, someone driving, putting down my hands off the wheel of a car, quite frankly. I mean, I'm sure that they're going to be used in a lot of labor, you know, if you can picture these things in Amazon warehouses and whatnot, where they're going to put them to good use. So, yeah, I would trust that humanoid robots more than the autonomous driving.
More than the car. Well, you know, it's fun, but on a more serious note, of course, the idea of AI, you know, coming for, you know, a lot of jobs across the world, basically, certainly across our country, but, you know, AI certainly is going to be something where administrative or communicating with customers or things like that. In fact, I think there was an AI system that had to get shut down because it started telling the customers their delivery service was really terrible and they would never recommend it.
Oh, I heard something about that. But yeah, again, that's got a long, long way to go to. And, you know, as far as, you know, AI is concerned, it's garbage in, garbage out. I think that there's going to be some things that I've already talked with people, in companies like Google, in regards to, you know, how they go about, handling advertising and putting certain ads in front of you and whatnot, that they're not going to need the employees to do that anymore. And it was funny as Google announced this past week, they're laying off a ton of their ad people. And these are going to be younger workers that were kind of, you know, doing some of that stuff, and they got figured out how AI can replace them. But this is this happens all the time. This is nothing new. This is new technology comes in, and jobs are replaced, and new ones are created.
Exactly right. Well, Chris Murkowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. Check him out over there. Find out more about Chris. Thanks again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
Take care. Thanks. You too. All right. Folks, we are coming right back. Top of the hour. You'll hear your news. We'll come back with Frank Salvato. Hour number 3, folks, is in the books. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.